You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Yeah! Woo! Heck yeah, baby!
Rivers gives to Strolls, angling left, has room, 15, 10, 5,
15.
Jackpot!
Win.
He got it! Yeah. He got it! Touchdown, Antonio Gates!
112 career touchdown catches, that's the most by an NFL tight end all time.
I would have hoped that if people would have figured it out, I'd just like to play football.
This is Score More with Garrett Sisti.
Hey, welcome everybody. Welcome to Score More. Thank you, Score Morons, for joining us for another episode of Score More with Garrett Sisti. I know Eddie appreciates it. I appreciate it. So today, again, got to get creative. Not a fun loss against the Lions. Some of them are whatever, but man, with a game that close where you score that many points, give up that many yards on defense, it's a tough pill to swallow. So I don't want to do any spotlight, any not light. None of that really makes sense. You don't even want to watch it. So let's just skip it. Let me give you three reasons why you should still be optimistic about the Chargers, at least reasons to still watch the Chargers and root for them. I will kind of recap what's going on in the NFL a little bit, but this is going to be a real quick one. I don't really want to get into all the minutiae of the game because, again, you're not going to watch that. But what I do want to do off top, and I know it's maybe a little touchy-feely for some of you, but I just want to say, you know, Jamie and I kind of mentioned it at the end of the TLR roundtable last night. Jamie and Craig and I really, really appreciate your guys' support. I know I do, and again, I know Eddie does, but you know, we've moved the show to 5 days a week, and it's really been much better than we had expected. I mentioned it last night, but our listening audience is incredible. And it's the numbers we're racking up on this podcast is just amazing. And the numbers really don't matter because I go over to YouTube and they're like not even scratching the surface of what we usually get on a podcast. And by the way, if you're listening to Score More, the audio edition, thanks, but you're missing all the bells and whistles we put into this every week. So come on over when you can. So thanks for supporting us. Even if, you know, you listen or you watch, I don't want to speak for Jamie and Craig, but I will in this instant is that it's been a kind of a tough year in patches. I know individually we all kind of have been through our own little trials and tribulations, and we spend our time together with you guys, and it feels like you guys are helping us through all that. I know that, you know, I can come on here and goof off for 15 to 20 minutes and feel much better about what's going on once I'm through it. So I just want to say thanks. It's halfway through the season. I just feel like, you know, just being transparent with you guys, we always have been. We've always been honest about our opinions of the Chargers, but also of us and you. And really the fact that anybody still listens to us, watches us, subscribes to us, joins our Discord, our Patreon, everything else is a wonder to Jamie and I, and Craig. And having you guys watch every week has really been helpful. So I do want to say sincerely, thank you. I know that it might not be the most interesting thing to listen to, but I do want to, in a moment of transparency, just say thanks, because it's been a tough go here recently for me personally, and to be able to do this has really helped me. And the fact that you guys have been commenting and all your great feedback has really helped me through this. So thank you so much. And I just want to say again, we appreciate it from the bottom of our hearts, from Jamie and Craig and myself, on behalf of all of us here at the Lightning Round Podcast. Score More, Walk Through, I Got Five on It, TLR Roundtable, After Hours, all those shows combined under that Lightning Round umbrella. We love you all, and thank you so much.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right. Now, let me give you three reasons why you should be optimistic. At least you should still be watching the Chargers. First off, they're still in the playoff race. Look at the standings at the moment. They are a game away from getting within the seventh seed, and they are just two games away from the Jags sitting at 6-3, who are the current three seed in this scenario. They're right in the mix. The Ravens, Browns, Steelers, Bengals, they are all going to beat up on each other, which should help in the playoff race. Same with the Jags, Colts, and Texans. Look, it has not been pretty. And what they can do if they make the playoffs is a whole nother story, but the season is not lost. Now, they got to go on a run. They got to beat the teams that they should beat, and then hope that they at least steal one from the teams that they shouldn't beat, like the Ravens, the Bills, and the Chiefs. So if they can steal one of those, you finish the season at 10-7, you feel a little bit better about your situation, and you probably get in the playoffs at that point. So as long as they take care of business, starting with the Packers this weekend, beat all the teams they should. I know Denver is going to be a tough out, especially that game at Mile High. But if they go and beat those teams that they're supposed to, and hopefully steal at least one between those three teams that are kind of fighting at the top here, between the Ravens and the Bills and the Chiefs, they have a chance. Number two, look at how good Kellen Moore looked this weekend. That offense was humming. Chargers finally had something cooking on offense, even though they couldn't run the ball. Some amazing throws from Herbert, some ballsy calls from Moore to finally help add some firepower to this offense, even without Mike Williams and Joshua Palmer. That was the biggest takeaway. I know the Chargers lost, and they needed to keep answering back because the Lions kept scoring, but Moore and company killed it on Sunday. That was promising. Now, if the defense could get a stop, that's a whole nother can of worms. But offensively, how fun was it on Sunday watching Kellen Moore cook? And the third reason why you should keep watching the Chargers isn't so much about optimism. It's for the real sickos. If you're not a sicko, don't even worry about this. But if the Chargers lose on Sunday, they're going to be in top 10 draft pick range. But How dare you? If you look at the teams ahead of the Chargers on this list, Rams are getting Stafford back. Will Levis looks promising for the Titans. Sam Howell is starting to really sling it. The Jets should get Aaron Rodgers back. But how dare you? How dare you look at draft projections halfway through the season? You're just going to give up on the Chargers that quickly? We're not even halfway through the year. They still have a chance. Like, why would you care that a loss at Green Bay would really help the draft stock? That's disgusting. And I don't even want to see this list around Twitter. I don't want to see you bring this up at all. You're gross. Let's move on. So the NFL basically all came down to last-second field goals all throughout Week 10. The Texans win it on a field goal. The Browns complete the comeback on a kick to win it. The Cardinals get a field goal and a win at home. The Lions win it at the end of regulation. The Seahawks field goal put them over on Washington, and Denver gets the wild comeback against Buffalo. So you saw a list a little bit earlier. Let's look at the AFC one more time, show you where we're at. Chiefs and Ravens again up top. You got the Jags, Dolphins, Steelers, and Browns all at 6-3. You've got the Texans, Bengals at 5-4, Colts, Bills, Raiders 5-5, Chargers, Jets, Broncos at 4-5, and then you've got the Titans at 3-6 and the New England Patriots in the cellar at 2-8. Looking at the NFC real quick, Eagles 8-1, best record in football. Detroit Lions move up to 7-2. They're the second best record in the NFC. The 49ers are 6-3. Then you've got the Seahawks, Cowboys also at 6-3. Vikings is at 6-4. You've got the Saints at 500. Then you've got the Buccaneers, Commanders, Falcons, all pretty bad. The team the Chargers played this weekend, the Green Bay Packers are 3-6 with the Los Angeles Rams. The Bears are 3-7. The Giants and Cardinals are 2-8. And the Carolina Panthers, 1-8 with no draft pick. So let's go into the Chargers division. Take a look at the AFC West. Chiefs had a bye. They're 7-2. The Raiders move up to 5-5, have won 2 in a row under Antonio Pierce. Chargers now 4-5. Broncos got the win on Monday night against the Bills. They moved to 4-5. They are tied for third in the AFC West. And that does it for me here on Score More. So thanks so much for listening, watching, subscribing, all that good stuff to me here on Score More. Quick little podcast for you, little quick hitter. Thanks so much for watching. I appreciate you guys, and I will see you next time. Thanks, Score More.